I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List
too. Happy OMFG day to you, Deanna.
Isn't it always?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. All day. Every day.
Every day.
Today we have in Cody St. New.
Cody St. New just opened the door and took a gander.
You got a glimpse of this.
Very handsome.
Man. Very young, though, right?
I mean, very 21.
21.
I know, it's creepy, but I will say, very cute.
Okay.
I mean, look, it is what it is, you know?
You know, just because we're older doesn't mean we don't know when a younger person is very attractive.
And tall. And tall. Broad.
And broad. And delicious. I mean, maybe. I haven't seen him.
Very cute. He's on the show MTV's Teen Wolf.
Heard of it.
So there's a lot of, you know, hot hunks on that show where the young ladies go crazy for them.
And rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
Please follow us at OMFGpod on the Twitter, the Tumblr. Subscribe on iTunes. You can catch old episodes on wolfpop.com, soundcloud.com, howl.com, something.
Howl.fm.
Who knows? Tell a friend.
Yeah, and you know what? Send us some fan mail.
Fan mail. We're gonna Instagram out the address again, because fan mail makes us
super geeked.
I mean, there's not a way to really describe the feeling of knowing that you're loved.
I know, by a physical representation
of fan mail.
Of fan mail. Okay, Emily, yes. Something that crossed my eyes.
Doth it burn them?
It burned them like cray. I landed my eyes on an article from BuzzFeed.
Already in.
That said, man buns are moving out, and hold up, put a seatbelt on.
Not ready.
The man braid is moving in. Breathe. Just try to, I know.
Okay, braid? Like,
braid.
Okay, long hair long enough to what, French braid or just like regular braid?
Look, I'm going from the pictures.
Oh,
there's
no.
A couple different situations. I mean, God, one is like guy who's taken three different sections that are uneven, like kind of one going across the left, one straight back, and one crookedly off to the side, to the right side, and then pulling that into some sort of bun formation. There's a picture of a black man with a bunch of like assorted braids and zigzags, but I feel like that's kind of been there, done that. Like,
cornrows forever. Who cares?
That's just on your own shit. You know, that's not part of this
okay.
Situation. Then there's guys who are doing what looks like almost a fishtail braid up
from
the top of where the bang would be. And first of all, not easy to do.
That's what I did for my wedding.
Disgusting. It was so cute. She wore it to her to the side and swoopy bangs. Real, real cute. I mean, Emily, that's what,
no,
look at that picture.
I don't like, it's like a faux hawk that's been.
It's a French braid down the middle.
French braided.
In a faux hawk-ish formation.
I don't like it.
I have yet, have you seen this in the wild yet?
No. No.
I have not either.
No.
Cody, who we're about to bring in.
We'll see if he has.
I mean, he had a hat on. I doubt there's a braid underneath. Oh, you mean if he's seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see if he's seen it.
All right, let's bring him in.
Okay.
OMFG! Okay.
All right, well, here we are. We are with Cody St. New.
Nice.
Is that how we do it?
That is how you do it.
That's a beautiful name.
Is it French?
It is French, yeah.
It has a silent G right up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Good you. I've heard a lot of interesting takes to say that.
Well, I'll give you what mine was before I got the proper pronunciation.
Okay.
Emily said, how do you pronounce his last name? And I said, Centigway.
So funny.
Has that ever come up, Santigüey?
You know, actually, I think that might be a first. Right. I've had Saint Genui, like when I used to play basketball. They'd be like, all right, and the point guard coming out is Cody Saint
Genui.
And I'd be like, yeah, thanks for that introduction.
I know I'm going to always mess up names. That's just part of who I am. It's filed under that. Like, I mess up names. So I think when I see a bunch of letters, I just start to panic and I don't properly sound it out. I just get panicked.
Well, and it's funny too, because you have a name that I'm sure people mispronounce all the time.
All day. People say, it's Raphael. But people say Raphael, and no problem. Like, I can't live that life of trying to fix a Raphael and into a Raphael when it doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, you don't change for the world.
I mean, I just can't, like, be on that journey of trying to fix. It looks like Raphael, you know? So I can't live a life of trying to sort everybody out for what should. And by the way, it probably, like, it's German, not Italian. Mm. Who knows? I don't believe, you know.
See, you got to do like my family did. You take an ugly, long last name and you get rid of it. And you just package a nice one, Foster. You just take it, you just slap it on the end of your name and call it done.
What was your original last name?
Flasterstein. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Flasterstein?
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. It's really upsetting.
Oh my God. That's new information.
That seems like a super villain, like Marvel character, like Flasterstein.
I know, right? It does sound like I should have superpowers, but also be Jewish. It's like very weird.
Right.
That's awesome.
That's the best news all day. See if you can top that, Cody. You're on the MTV show Teen Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Like, such a cool show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We do a podcast here. You're on it right now. And we interview.
Congratulations. It's a really cool show.
We interview youths under 25. You're 21 years of age?
22.
Ooh, yeah. Great.
Okay. 22.
Wonderful. And, you know, we've had a lot of youths on. And when we ask them, like, what TV shows are you watching? What do you love?
A lot of people say Teen Wolf. Yeah. I mean, it's like top of mind for most
girls.
People.
Girls specifically.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, you know, have a lot to say about the hot guys that are on the show. So we are so like, you know, I feel like this has been a buildup for us. Hot guys, Teen Wolf.
And here you are.
That's really sweet. The fans are awesome. Like the fandom over there is just huge and crazy. And I wouldn't want it any other way.
What is the fandom? What does that mean exactly?
I guess a fandom, you know, teens made this word of like a, it's like, I guess, like the colony of fans for a particular,
show.
I guess, show, production. It could be musician.
Yeah.
So
the fandom is just crazy.
Yeah, the fandom is just crazy.
Do people... Like, does the fandom come at you on the streets?
Sometimes, yeah.
And what's that like?
Usually they're crying. And
are they like, what are the age and sex of these people approaching
I've
you?
Literally had everyone come up to me. I've had little girls. I've had like, you know, 21-year-old girls. And then I've had like guys who pretended like to be hard at first. Like, hey, man. I think I recognize you from somewhere. Where are you from? He goes, are you the Brett Talbot from Teen Wolf? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I just got to say, bro, I love that show. I love that show.
That's so good.
And, you know, I love you, but, you know, don't tell my girlfriend.
So it's like, do they have a tear drop down?
No, they don't have a tear drop. They're just like trying to keep their man.
Be cool. Man.
Right. And I embrace it. I'm like, hey, man, I appreciate it. Like, that's awesome. Thank you.
So when a young lady is in full tears as they approach you, like, that sounds like a terrifying situation.
Me personally, like, I've heard that a lot before. Like, some people get, like, upset by, quote-unquote, like, crazy fans. Like, I love crazy fans.
Why?
I love crazy fans because those are the fans that are going to support you through everything. Those are the fans that, you know, they're going to be the first in line to watch your movie. Those are the fans that if you happen to mess up or if you do, like, a human mistake, they're still going to have your back.
Right, like Ariana Grande when she licked the donut.
She's going to need some super fans.
She needs some super
her fandom is probably still with her licking donuts left and right.
Yeah, they exactly. And the crazy fans would go around probably send her videos. Look, Ari, we feel you.
Yeah, we love you. Look,
not that that condones it, and that's right, but
How they go. They go hard.
They go hard in the paint.
Yeah, in the paint.
I just hope that none of us are, you know, I want to come out and say, like, we do not endorse running around getting drunk and licking donuts.
Right.
Okay. Just want that on record.
On record.
OMFG does not support that.
Licking donuts you haven't paid for.
Yeah.
I was about to say, wait, getting drunk and licking donuts, wait, okay, but I'm not paid for it. Yeah, doesn't sound too bad of an idea.
No, it does sound like a great idea. Fattening.
Just pay for them.
Yeah.
Fattening. Actually, not so bad.
I don't.
If you just lick them.
I don't fuck with donuts.
Oh, don't fuck with donuts.
No. I don't, like, there's three things. I don't fuck with cheesecake, donuts, and like ice cream, but then ice cream does make it in there sometimes. So cheesecake and donuts,
is the happiness in your life then?
Oh,
because you just like rattled off three pretty great things that are usually around birthdays, holidays, and everywhere in between.
How many donuts did you eat this week?
My friend TC Carter forced me to eat one giant one with him in New York while we were there for Fashion Week and the Maze Runner premiere. So I guess a whole, since it was so big and cut in half, I could say a whole.
Yep, definitely. Great. I had one as
you
well
did?
This week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you guys are living.
Yeah.
Feels Cody. Good.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, you're giving me like, I'm going to tell you what he's serving me right now. You're serving
me. It ain't a piece of cheesecake, I'll tell you what.
You're serving me, just for the listeners, to really get, this is like, you know, theatrics of the ear, so they can really get to understand what we're seeing.
Right.
You're serving me Jude Law mixed with Justin Timberlake. Can I get an amen?
Amen. There's definitely some JT in there. Definitely. And I've just been sitting here staring at your perfect eyebrows.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Those are eyebrows on fleek.
Thank you. Eyebrows are on fleek.
Like, legit. I'm
those,
very...
Those are Jaden Benjamin, right? Uh-huh. Jaden Iman Benjamin was one of our guests. She also had crazy eyebrows.
Really good eyebrows.
Really fleeky.
Thank you. That was one of the words that my PR told me about, like, on fleek.
Yeah.
Eyebrows on fleek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you
work
now
at
you
those?
Know.
I do.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little manscape.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
All right, speaking of which.
Oh, gosh, yes. Okay. Deanna recently brought to my attention that...
This morning.
Right now. the man bun is going by the wayside, which I don't know how you feel about that. Which, I feel great about that. But there is something that it is being replaced by, which is a man braid situation. Have we seen this?
I've dated a dancer who I've already seen that. So like, what do you mean
you've seen it? You've seen the man braid on a man?
Well, not that. Well, she was a girl, but she like would braid half of her hair and then like half of it wouldn't be.
Do you understand that the difference between a girl braiding her hair and a guy? Like a guy, have you seen, you were at Fashion Week. Did you see a man with a braid?
I'm pretty sure actually I did. I mean, I think it's pretty cool. Right. I think it's a different way of like, you know, switching
like
it up.
A French braid.
Down the center.
Down the center. So maybe pull up a picture. We show them.
Let's just show you something, just so you can see. I mean, and like, so you know, no big deal. But have you seen this in the wild? We haven't seen.
That's kind of dope, actually. Okay. I'm not against it. I'm not mad at it.
How are you feeling about the man bun?
I like it. I think it just depends on the person. Like, if you're trying to be someone that just fits into a trend, I mean, sometimes it shows.
Yeah.
Like, I think if it's something you're really for, and like if you put like your right style and your clothes together for it, I think, you know, you can, if you make it work, it looks great.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So, look.
You're feeling a little bit more open than we are.
I'm feeling more. And you know what? Here's the thing. The truth is that I have, I don't want to say warmed up to the man bun, but I have kind of warmed up to the man bun a little bit. Like, it's almost like when you get beaten over the head with something for so long, you start to accept.
Right.
Like in a cult, you know, like you start to have to accept what's real and what's true.
You're so like, I'm stuck here and I'm going to be asked to commit suicide and I'll probably do it. Like that's what you're going
through? That's what I've gone through. And so at the end of that, I'm like kind of, I'll see a man bun and I'll be like, all right. You know, so who knows, it can happen with the braid as well. We'll see. We'll see.
Whew. Well, can you get us a little bit up to speed on Teen Wolf. Just so you know, we grew up with a very different Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know. Have you ever seen the original?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah,
I don't know how you could watch a piece and not get the whole thing. I mean, that's like eating half a donut, my friend.
Apparently, I'm notorious for that. So you want to know, like, what is
so, the difference? Sorry. Or? So, yeah, our Teen Wolf that we grew up with, you know, was one beautiful man who transformed into a wolf. But I'm assuming on your show there are several wolves?
Yeah. No, there's definitely multiple wolves. I think that the big difference between the original one with Michael J. Fox and this one is the one with Michael J. Fox was a lot more campier, a lot more, I want to say, like, cheesier, a little over the top. And, you know, it was fine for that time era. And then Jeff Davis, who has a really, you know, gritty, you know, dark mind, came in and took it to a 180 opposite and made it, you know, dark.
So
gritty.
It's drama.
Very, very drama. But also there's a lot of comedy elements in it. And he found a way to incorporate it so it's not just a drama. It's like there's a lot of comedic relief and some light moments. So it gives some nice colors to the show.
Yeah.
Great. I mean,
is there something we should all look forward to that's happening in this season? Or is that secret stuff?
I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Okay, so then we'll move on.
I mean, one of my favorite things in the original was when, you know, he would kind of transform.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right.
Do you get to see that with the characters? Like, is there an actual, like, hair coming out, like, nails growing long kind of scene when people change?
You know, I don't think from actual wolf, like, you see the hair. It's more like the eyes will glow, like you see like CGI veins and like dark veins coming all through them, and like you start to see it, and then they come into full, like,
that sounds trippy.
Yeah, it's cool.
You're wearing a dog tag with a man's face. Who is that?
This is a man that was actually, I work for this charity called Brat Pack 11.
Okay.
And it's a man, this little girl, Kenzie Hall, her best friend, this was her dad, actually.
Oh,
and
man.
He was taken by war when they both were 11 years old, and it inspired the best friend to start a organization called Brat Pack 11.
Oh, yeah.
And they grant wishes for military kids. Like, we just did one that
That's
got
amazing.
A kid to, her first Taylor Swift concert, And
you work with the organization?
Yeah, I'm actually an ambassador. And I always wear this for stuff like that. So people always ask, like, why are you wearing this man's face? That's why.
That is so interesting. And, I mean, it's crazy that you just say this. Kenzie Hall just followed me on Twitter. And so I went, you know, I clicked on her. That I was like, why is that name so familiar in the Brat Pack? So I just went on a deep dive of this, which is so weird that it's coming up.
Yeah. No, Brat Pack's blowing up very, very quickly. And, you know, Kenzie's just, she's an old soul. She's a superstar. And I'm honored to help support it.
That's really cool.
And you do a lot of charity work.
Yeah.
If we could talk about how you kind of got into acting and your story growing up, because I think it's so inspiring. We just had on Lizzie Velasquez.
Okay.
Lizzie Velasquez. Here I go with last names again. she is, like, I don't know if you know her story, but the movie had recently come out. It's called A Brave Heart. She had internet bullying that went on, and then from that, she's created, like, an amazing anti-bullying campaign. She's trying to get laws passed, and she's amazing. So we're kind of, you know, our ears are really perked to people's stories where something happens to them, but they have a couple roads they can go down, and they choose the road that's kind of very powerful and positive. And it seems like you have done that with your career and with your life. So you were, at 9 years old, you were put into foster care.
Yes.
And then talk a little bit about that. What, I mean, I know that's such a heavy thing, but. So how did you, because I was saying there's so much, change is so difficult, and at nine, it seems like that would be the scariest thing possible to happen.
Yeah, it was crazy. I showed up at, you know, my mom now is a doorstep, I had nothing, literally nothing. They say usually, you know, kids will have, like, their toys or something, you know, I had nothing showing up there, and it was extremely just like earth shattering, kind of shaking, like right. you don't really know what's going on. And I remember like I used to always just like contemplate and try to figure it out in the bath for whatever reason. Mm. I would always take baths and I would just try to contemplate like what is going on, like
yeah, like happening. How did I get here? Yeah, like, I'm in this house where I don't, you know.
Right. But I also knew like a lot of the stuff my biological mom was doing was very wrong. Like I used to find like her heroin needles around the house. Oh, wow. Like at like 5 and 6 years old, and I would squeeze them out and I would find pills and throw them out. I didn't know what they were, but like I just knew that they were bad.
Bad. Yeah.
And so yeah, and
so you were taken away by the state?
Yeah, by Montgomery County Children's Services.
Okay. And then they brought you to a foster home, and then that foster home adopted you?
Yeah, well, I went to live with my uncle for a little bit, and, you know, no one really in my biological family stepped up to take me for, you know, whatever reason. Right. Everybody has their reasons, and it's cool. Like, you know, I get it. And then I stayed with my grandparents until for about maybe like not even 3 months, probably like a month. And it would just so happen Brenda was finishing her training to be an adoptive parent, and they said, hey, we have this kid. He's pretty quiet, very polite. And, you know, you does that sound like a good fit? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, of course. Sure, bring him over. And
a young gentleman? Well, surely I will take him.
Oh, yeah. My sister used to, my biological sister, she used to, like, abuse me. Not really, but, like, she would smack me around if I did not say my pleases and thank yous. Oh. And she definitely helped me, shape me to be a gentleman.
Did you guys get split up?
Yeah.
You did.
My mom, Brenda, she offered to take her in, but she was in a very wild state in her life.
How old was she?
She was probably like 15.
Oof.
And yeah, that's hard. Authority. Yeah. She was afraid of the authority, which, so.
Well, let's take a break. There's definitely more to talk about. We want to talk about how you kind of got into your charity work and all that from this experience. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
OMFG.
I am excited to introduce you to Howl FM. It's the best and most convenient way to listen to all the episodes of OMFG. On the web at howl.fm and on the go with the Howl app, stream and download all the OMFG episodes that have been released for the past 6 months. Go beyond the audio and behind the scenes with photos, commentaries, and more. Go further by upgrading to Howl Premium for only $4.99 a month. Get exclusive access to the entire OMFG archive and to all the Earwolf and Wolfpop archives. This includes all episodes older than 6 months, all remastered with no ads. Only with Howl Premium, listen to hundreds of hours of WTF with Marc Maron archives, hear classic interviews with Robin Williams, Louis C.K., and more. Howl has also partnered with some of your favorite hosts and comedians to develop Howl Originals, brand new shows available only with Howl Premium. Check out the great news stories from Lauren Lapkus and the AV Club right now. Already 10 brand new hilarious Howl Originals, and we are adding new shows every single week. Get access to all of this exclusive content both on your phone and on your desktop with Howl Premium for only $4.99 per month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. Just go to howl.fm and enter the code OMFG at checkout. Remember, you can use Howl on your phone or your computer, but you can only use my promo code on howl.fm, the website. So go to howl.fm, that's howl.fm, and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
OMFG.
Welcome back. We're here with Cody Saint-New.
Saint-New.
Woo!
Yeah, it's Teen Wolf superstar. Super cute. I'm sorry, ladies. I mean, gentlemen. It's really cute.
I know, and the JT vibes just get stronger.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? It's those, you know how like JT has that, like the eyes that look like kind of sleepy,
mm-hmm.
like sleepy, sexy eyes? Like that's what's kind of
And then
happening.
The charming smile.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, keep them coming. I like this podcast.
So we were kind of just talking about your experience and how that shaped you.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, just a little bit more. So
I'm here to tell the story. It's to help others.
Yeah. So do you, and just out of curiosity, do you and your biological sister still keep in touch?
You know, we we used to talk for a long time, and then probably about maybe 3-4 years ago, we stopped talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you kind of cut ties with your biological family?
No, not by any means. Like all my grandpa, like, you know, my aunts, uncles, like, you know, I love them to death.
Really?
Yeah, and they're clean. The only thing that I just can't have in my life are people who, you know, like, fuck around with, like drugs.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't do it. I've done it for too long, and I'm just like, it's one of those things, like, I've just learned with drug addicts, they have to want it before you want it for them. Right. It doesn't matter how bad. So
yeah.
I just can't be around that.
Absolutely. Fair.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Yeah.
So how did you take that experience? Because that will wreck a lot of people and they won't be able to recover from that feeling of being unwanted and self-esteem issues. I don't know if you ever had self-esteem issues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. I was very, when I first arrived to Brenda, actually, I had like 13 cavities in my teeth, like on my baby teeth. Luckily, they were baby teeth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I had a cigarette put into my left eye. So, like, I had a very wandering eye, actually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I used to get picked on, like, all the time for mm-hmm. it until she, like, went in, like, you know, like with surgery, we fixed the muscle. So, like, totally, like, you know, absolutely.
And yeah. How did you learn? Did Brenda, your mom?
Yeah.
Did she really work with you? Did you get therapy?
I did go through a little bit of therapy, which I think helped, like, just me understand the situation. And it was absolutely Brenda's, like, mindset. She came in, like, she is just like, she's this, like just wisdom guru of, like, love and, you know, right, what's right. And, you know, she just comes, you know, she's the best probably human being I've ever met. Mm. And my biggest word was the word I can't. I was like, I can't play football. I can't play basketball. I can't do this. And she literally would be like, you're grounded if I hear the word I can't. I don't want to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
That's
you're in a
beautiful.
New life now. And so she, like, literally changed.
Reprogrammed you.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. She literally reprogrammed me. And, you know, what I'll say about that, you know, for others is, like, you know, find someone that you genuinely feel that comes from no ego, that is about love. It mm-hmm. could be a celebrity idol. It could be a TV. Find someone in your life that you respect their life enough to follow what they
emulate
do.
Emulate it, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for you to start your own charity called I Can't Say I Can't.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, I like that. I'm starting one, actually, for single parents and single moms specifically, called the YNA, and it stands for You're Not Alone.
Oh, that's lovely.
And we're going to help them get what they need.
So when did you start charity work? Like, how did you get into it? And what charities are you working with, in addition to the what's it called? I forgot already.
Yeah, Brat Pack 11.
Brat Pack 11.
How did I get into it? I mean, you know, I think a big part of this, you know, world is, like, I don't know, like Macklemore says in one of his songs, growing up, like, quickest way to happiness is learning to be selfless. And there's something about, like, when you truly help another life, like, as hippy-dippy cheesy as it sounds, like, there's just something about it that makes you feel so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And plus, like, just the way that I think laws of attraction, like, you know, if you're always asking for stuff, what are you giving to this world?
Yeah.
A lot of people like to ask, but, you know, what are you giving? And I think it's important to keep that mindset if you want to be, you know, not only the best person you can be, but, you know, successful. And for the second part of the question, I also work with Coalition Duchenne, which is helps teenagers who have, like, MD. It's a type of Duchenne.
What is that?
Duchenne is a muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
Oh.
And the reason why I resonated with that one is because I played a role on House MD. When that was around, and
I loved that show, by the way. It was
a great
show. Such an amazing show. I'll watch reruns anytime it's on.
Hugh Laurie,
yeah,
such a beast.
Yeah, he's good.
But yeah, so that's another charity, and then of course, yeah, the YNA.
And the connections that you make, are you able to? Do you kind of take the people you work with? Like, what change have you seen in some of the kids you've worked with?
Oh man, Dusty. Who has Duchenne, you know, I think it was, like, helped build, like, I don't want to say respect, but, like, it was cool to see me see him in the light of like just like everybody else, yeah, as he is.
How old is Dusty?
He's 21. Oh, and he's, wow, got this mischievous smile. He's funny. He's got jokes. And,
yeah,
and you know, it even taught me some. Like, a lot of the time, people just assume that just because someone's in a wheelchair, like, they're not mentally there.
Right.
It's very easy to have. And mind you, it's not that we blame people, because it's because of TV stigmas and everything. It's easy to think that. But, you know, I encourage people to reach outside of just TV stigmas and whatever's going on out there, to and just talk to everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You'd make their day just by acknowledging them, because they are a human being. They have a lot to offer mentally and emotionally. And it's, you know, they're some of the coolest people ever.
Right. They don't get a chance to have that interaction, because people are like, oh, I can't really, they can't understand me. Or
exactly.
Yeah. And meanwhile, their mind is perfect.
Yeah. They're like, dumbass.
Yeah. Dumbass. How embarrassing for everybody.
Right. So, yeah. And then also, like, I like with Brat Pack, I love, like, anytime I get a chance to plug them in magazines, like, they're in, like, a bunch of different magazines.
Yeah, so. I feel like I've seen them a lot of late.
I think I saw something on Facebook with a video, and yeah.
Yeah.
What was hashtag Cody take me to prom?
Everyone keeps asking me that. That was something I did last year, and it was just a contest that I felt like doing. Like, I just, you know, again, you know, I'm always thinking, like, how can I give back in an interesting, fun way, especially right, to, like, you know, kids my age. And Cody Take Me to Prom, I had these girls make prom posters, like, you know, Cody Take Me to Prom. And I had to choose one that was in California. I didn't have the funds to, like, travel or anything like that. But so I chose someone in California. And to make a long story short, I chose this girl who lived in Westlake. And I guess Westlake is known for being a very ritzy, like, you know, richer area. And I was kind of like, oh man, I kind of wish I would have went somewhere,
right,
maybe not such, like, a, I guess, a dope school.
Yeah.
To be frank.
Yeah.
And so, like, I go
this
there.
Dope school doesn't need you.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
And so I get there and the mom's, like, shaking.
Oh my goodness.
And she's, like, crying. And the daughter hasn't come out yet. And I'm like, okay, maybe she's just, like, really loves the show.
Yeah. And you're used to those tears when people see you.
Yeah. And so she pulls my handler aside, this girl named Ryo Rochelle. And Ryo later comes up to me and goes, you know, you don't know what it meant to this mom and her daughter. First of all, this daughter has been bullied all year.
Oh, wow.
Like, she literally, like, has so many issues going on. She loves the show. The mom has no money. Like, literally, like, all of her 401k and everything has gone to, like, making
getting
sure
into the school.
Into the school. Yeah. And she did get a scholarship, and she worked her ass off. Mm. And she wasn't even going to go to prom. She was not going to go with any of her friends. She wasn't even going to go. But the fact that you were going to take her, she felt pretty, and she, you know, is going to be able to live that high school experience. And,
yeah.
And, like, I was so overwhelmed. I got a little choked up, actually, because I could feel it, and it all made sense. And I was like, you know, the universe was just totally working through me for that.
Totally.
One.
Especially you end up at a nice school, but with the right person for the right
girl who needed it.
Got chills. Yeah, yeah, no, totally.
That's really
cool.
What
was her name?
I think Erica, actually. Her name was Erica. I don't remember her last name. But
was prom weird?
Well, considering I showed up in a cheetah blazer, probably.
Really under the radar, huh?
Yeah, super under the radar, yeah.
Like, I'm on Teen Wolf, and I wear a cheetah blazer. How do you do?
With leather pants, so.
Well, you came correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you came real correct.
That's great. Okay, so, you know, obviously, Teen Wolf, the original, starred the Michael J. Fox, who Deanna and I both love. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, Doc Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Mine was Secret to My Success.
Great.
So we're just going to rattle off some facts. You can tell us, are they true, are they false, about Michael J. Fox?
Oh, boy.
Since he's the OG.
Okay.
Yeah. Prepare for failed results.
Okay, so maybe I'll save this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so true or false, the red and yellow jacket that Michael J. Fox wears on the cover poster of Teen Wolf is the same one that Michael Jackson wears when he changes into a werewolf in the Thriller video.
False.
True.
Can
really?
You believe
that? Crazy.
Holy snap. That's so sick.
I can imagine Michael Jackson being like, hey, Michael J. Fox, can I borrow that sweet jacket? Would have been great. to be there for that. True or false? Michael J. Fox didn't need any special effects hair for the role because he's naturally very, very hairy.
False.
Yeah.
Ding,
yeah.
ding, ding. That's
yeah.
correct.
Okay. So, this is a question. What movie is this? We're going to give you a little synopsis. A young doctor driving to L.A. where he has... Okay. A young doctor driving to L.A., where he was offered a new job as a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, he gets off the highway to avoid a traffic jam, but gets lost and ends up crashing into a fence in the small town of Grady. He is sentenced to 32 hours of community service at the local hospital, and all he wants is to serve the sentence and get moving. But gradually, the locals become really attached to this new doctor, and he falls for the pretty ambulance driver, Lou.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what movie that is?
No.
It's Doc Hollywood.
It's Doc Hollywood.
Oh,
it's Doc
man. Hollywood. I should have known your favorite.
And it's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
I was wondering why you had a big smile.
Yeah, I loved it
thing.
So much. I loved it. I loved just reading it again. It's so stupid, this premise. That's great.
True or false, Michael J. Fox is Canadian.
True.
That great. Is true. But he actually became a U.S. citizen in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So,
fun fact.
Both could have been true.
Oh.
Or what? False.
What does the J stand for in Michael J. Fox?
Jonathan.
That's great, 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 J? Great, great, good answer. So close. Mm. It actually, his middle name is Andrew.
Oh,
what?
I know. He adopted the middle initial J as an homage to the character actor Michael J. Pollard.
Wow.
So he just found a character actor, liked the way he, like, swerved that J and
so
just took
at,
that
found,
shit.
Found someone that inspired him.
Boom. Give me that J, happen. Bitch.
Yeah,
boom. All right. You did really well on our quiz, which there are no winners and no losers
yeah.
here. With just people who do really well.
Right. Exactly.
I don't
exactly.
think I was one of those. I think
no,
I got two.
I mean, look, they were hard. They were really hard.
Like, you nailed the Canadian one.
Yeah.
Let's never forget.
I confidently guessed.
Yep,
and you confidently knew that that hair was not Michael J. Fox's.
Yes, I confidently knew that.
So,
yes.
Boom.
Thank you so much for being here today. Where can people find you in the world?
Yeah, you can find me anywhere. Social media at Cody St. New, which is at CodySaint. CodySaintNew. You can't even say my own name.
I appreciate that you struggle too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm the worst with names. I'll tell you everything we talked about. I'll tell you your zodiac sign, but I
names.
Might forget your name.
Yeah, right. I mean, please. Here's the thing. There is a new hashtag. We've gotten it started. We'd love you to join us.
Okay.
It's called hashtag Cody on OMFG.
Okay. Oh, snap.
We saw you that you like to hashtag a lot, so we were like,
yeah,
let's play with
hashtags
it.
Hashtags are fun.
So we're going to start it. Feel free to join.
Okay.
Hopefully our listeners will get involved and get excited because
awesome.
I think they're going to start crying when they hear that we have you on. Thank you. This was great.
Thank you guys
great.
For having me.
Great, great, great.
Thank you.
OMFG!
Whew, that was really, really fun.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
I mean, there could not be a sweeter man with this, like, gorgeous visage.
Yeah. And no, yeah.
Ice green eyes. I mean, just everything about him is just so, like, pure and lovely.
And he's been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, in a real, real way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that he's taken it and, you know, obviously he has this great woman in his life who's been a huge help. And it really, like, I don't know, my takeaway is, like, adopt a kid.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many children who are in really rough situations. And
well, and it's crazy. I mean, I know this because my brother worked in foster care, you know, helping kids get placed in homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the really hard thing, like, if you were to, you know, go that route
right.
and want to adopt a foster kid, it's actually really hard because they will try any and everything to get the child placed with a family member.
Right.
Because they really feel
sure.
like that is the most successful way.
Yeah.
Even if the family is damaged.
Yeah.
It is more successful to have the kid raised with family. But so you could end up in a situation where this wonderful woman, Brenda, gets, you know, someone wonderful like Cody, and then Cody gets then placed with a family member. So it's actually really lucky that he ended up with Brenda and right. that they've had this magical journey together. Mm-hmm. Three cheers to Brenda.
Three big ups, Brenda. Do you. And I mean, like, yeah. like I'm looking alive. And you know what? I currently am not doing any charity work, and I will start.
Yeah. No, that was very
touching. We should do something together.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Do you have a charity you think we should come hit up? Let yeah. us know at OMFG Pod. We will come and be there as Team OMFG.
Yeah. Well, what do you need? We got it.
I just want to shout out somebody who tweeted at us, which is one Emily Brown at ML Bro. She says, at OMFG Pod, sweet man bun sighting at my foot reflexology massage today. How do we feel about man buns that rub our feet?
Great question.
Really good.
Really great question.
I feel not fantastic about man buns rubbing my feet.
Now, do you feel fear that the man bun itself will rub on your feet?
I would worry, you know, with hair that long, mm-hmm. what if it gets all, you know, involved in right. the foot somehow? I wouldn't like
down
it.
Mm-hmm. And the bun is so close and brushing against toes and yeah.
And actually reflexology hurts a lot.
Really?
I don't know if you've ever had it done.
No, but I know you have.
It's painful, and I just, that's the last thing I would want on my mind. Like, is this man's hair about to fall on my already right. twisted and painful foot?
Doesn't sound like it'd be painful.
Well, it's all the trigger points, so they find the shit that's wrong and then like knead it out of you. Maybe I just went to a crazy woman who, like, beat the shit out of my feet. I don't know. But it was painful.
Well, you know what, guys? I'm Deanna Raphael at Deanna Raphael.
I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
We are OMFG at OMFG Pod on the Instagram and the Twitter and so on.
And we really, we love you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for everything. And tell a friend. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Hello, hi. Have you found yourself watching the film Aliens and wondering, what is Arcturian Poontang? Did you know that line was improvised by the actor Rico Ross? Or that the bus from Speed jumped over a real freeway gap with real terrified actors inside? Or maybe it didn't. I don't know. But I do know this. I'm Matt Gourley. And if you listen to my podcast, I Was There Too, you wouldn't ask these questions because you would already know the answers. On each episode of I Was There Too, I talk to a different actor who had a small role in some of film and television's most iconic scenes. They share stories about improvising with Robin Williams, dancing with Michael Jackson, getting screamed at by Samuel L. Jackson, and all Jackson-related stories. In clips like these.
I gotta rewrite at midnight one of those Deadwood monologues
yeah.
that's like a paragraph and a half long in backward Shakespeare, and the AD called me up and said, David wants to shoot this first thing in the morning. So we're talking, you know, 5:30 a.m. and right now it's midnight. Like, okay, do I not sleep and hope that I'm able to perform this in the morning? Or are we gonna get there in the morning and we're gonna do it and David is gonna say, you know, let me rewrite it again and I should just blow it off and sleep? What I ended up doing was I began crying.
For more like that, listen to I Was There Too today on wolfpop.com or the Howl app or the podcast app of your choice. It's America. I'll see you all there in my mind's eye.
Pop.
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 This has been a Wolfpop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.